Very good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Spirit Sanctifier, Harry, I implore you, I pray you again. May your will known to all, so that by knowing it, they may love it and may welcome your first act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. Mary, Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we will continue with our study guide, with our book of Adam.
Okay. Entry 123, January 28th, 1934, Volume 33. Whence I came to stop when the divine fiat made the solemn act of the creation of man, and my beloved Jesus, surprising me, said to me, "My blessed daughter, let us stop together to look at the great mastery, sumptuousness, nobility, power, and beauty with which man was created. All our divine qualities flowed over man. Each one of them wanted to show off and to pour itself more than dense rain over the one man who was wanted to become a brother with them. Everyone got started to work. Our light poured itself over him in order to form its brother of light. Goodness poured itself out in order to form its brother, all goodness. Love poured itself out in order to fill him with love and form its brother, all love. Power, our wisdom, beauty, justice poured themselves over him in order to form their brother powerful, wise, just, and with an enchanting beauty. Our supreme being was rejoicing in seeing all our divine qualities at work, uniting themselves with man. And our will, by taking life in man, was keeping the order of our same divine qualities to make him as graced and as beautiful as possible. Thus, our occupation was man. Our glance was fixed upon him so he would imitate us and copied and to unite him with us. And this not only in creating him, but for the entire course of his life. Our qualities exhibited themselves to the continuous work of maintaining the fraternization with he whom they loved so very much. And after having created a brotherhood on earth, they were preparing the great feast of the friendship with the glory in the celestial country, friendship of joy, of beatitude, of perennial happiness. Therefore, I loved him so much because he was created by us. Hence, he is all ours. I love him because our divine being always races over him and pours out itself out over him anew, more than an impetuous torrent, so as to leave part of ourselves and to start running again to always give. Hence, because he possesses part of what is mine, I love myself in him. I love him because he is destined to populate heaven and to be my brother of glory, reason for which we will glorify each other. I will be his glory as life, and he will be my glory as work of mine. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. Thank you. So, before we go to the text, let's go a little bit to the catechism and then we can come back to read again the text and to see what is in there. If you go to the Catechism in 374, the Church tells us that the first man was not only created good, but the Church says that he was also established in friendship with his Creator and in harmony with himself and with the creation around him. And then there is a last sentence there that is very interesting, that it says that in a state, talking about the state in which Adam was created, it says that that state, it will be surpassed only by the glory of the new creation in Christ. So we have to really understand that, because what the church is saying is that the state in which Adam was created, with all that we read here in the Book of Heaven, how he was showered with all the divine attributes, how he God put out himself upon him in love, and that all the attributes of God just showering man also, loving, God loving the creature with himself. So what the church is saying here is that that state in which Adam was created, in that original state of holiness before the fall, it says that it will be surpassed. This is what the church says, in a state that will be surpassed only by the glory of the new creation in Christ. And this is exactly what we have here in the Book of Heaven. We have the guide of how to arrive to that state in which the creature will be make a new creation in Christ. Of course, Christ already reconciled us with the Father. That harmony that was ruptured, that harmony that was destroyed in the fall, now is basically is being restored. That friendship with God is being restored. And every one of us is being made a new creation in Christ in baptism. We already began our journey, but we are not there yet. Because that glory that Adam possessed at the beginning, it can be surpassed if we unite ourselves to the Lord and we allow Him, basically His will, to operate in us. And for His will to operate in us, the creature has to dispose his soul, her soul, through the sacraments, basically. That's why the sacraments are so needed, and it will always be needed. We dispose ourselves, we dispose our soul through the sacraments, through fulfilling our state, our vocation, our call, our state in life, and basically keeping the law also. Knowing that the law brings us closer to that friendship with God, that the law does not reconcile us. It is Christ who reconciles us. But without the law, we cannot be friends with Christ. So one is needed for the other. And If we want to arrive to that state in which we'll be able to surpass that glory and be a new creation in Christ, already in baptism, we are a new creation in Christ. So our journey already has begun, but it's not complete yet, because the creature will not be complete. The creation of God will not be complete in us until we possess the gift that Adam lost, which is what God intended for all the creatures to possess since the beginning for each one of us. Not only for the Blessed Virgin Mary by grace, no, for everybody. So we already began our journey in baptism, and we are called to become totally, to be totally transformed into another Christ, so we may be one of the many. As the Catechism in 381 tells us, that he, being the firstborn of all creation, he is the first one of the many who will follow. So the church already tells us that this glory that Adam possessed, it will be surpassed by those who become a new creation in Christ, which I'm telling you begins in baptism. But throughout our life, God needs our cooperation, our consent to be able to fulfill his work in us. So now it is the mission or the action of the Holy Spirit to complete this last part of redeeming us, because our Lord already reconciled us. He paid for us. But we still have our free will to say yes or not. Now we have all the means. We have all the means that are needed for us to be able to be transformed into a new creation of Christ, and so that we will be able to surpass that glory that Adam possessed. And it's very simple. This, how is that going to happen? Well, it's very simple, because the Lord tells us that every single act that we do expands the soul, that is a new sun that arises in the soul, and then one more beautiful than the other. And as for many acts as we do, as many lights, as many suns we receive in the soul, and we see that in the first creation, there was only one sun outside. But now God wants to continue his creation now in the soul. So that's very important to understand also. And then to understand that in that first stage in which Adam was created, the church recognizes that Adam and Eve were constituted in that original state of holiness and grace, in which, as our Lord Jesus tells us in the passage that we read tonight, that God showered the creature with his own attributes, giving him that joy, that constant joy and strength that he needed, and that original state of grace and holiness basically consisted of God giving all his attributes, showering all his attributes to man, to the creature, and the creature giving back, recognizing, adoring, glorifying, and basically to possess the gift of the divine will. To be able to possess the gift of the divine will, we need to dispose ourselves. We need to want it, to desire it. And then also getting rid of ourselves. As St. Paul says, put on Christ. So, to leave the old self behind. We all want to do our human will. We all want to do our will because that is a tendency that we inherit. But we need to master ourselves to arrive to mastery of self, as the church mentions in 377. Those who master themselves, they are kings because they rule themselves. So, in order for us to receive the possession, because remember, here, this gift is about receiving the possession of the divine will operating in us. We use in the groups and when we meet and people, they use this language of in the divine will, in the divine will. But everybody lives in the divine will. By his will, we live and move and exist, and we have our being in him because he wills it that we exist. Not everybody does the will of God, because to do the will of God is to fulfill our duty according to our vocation, our stay in life, and also to follow the Ten Commandments. But this way of living is to receive the possession of the divine will operating in us, of the will of God operating in me at every moment of my life. And for that, I need to avail myself to do everything that basically the church has been telling us, so Christ has been telling us through his church. Remember when the people, they wanted to trick him and to question him about the law, he said, "I didn't come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill it." So he, through these writings, we have to interpret these writings in light of what we have. Because there is also one principle that our Lord does not contradict his church. Because it's been the Holy Spirit who began this mission in Pentecost. We can say that it was in Pentecost that the church began to go out. And the Holy Spirit was basically the power, the force behind those instruments, which were the apostles. And he's been building and teaching the church until now that we have arrived at this knowledge, and he will continue to develop and to give more wisdom and understanding. So we are not only Book of Heaven. If we start reading only the Book of Heaven and doing our own interpretations, there are many interpretations and we can arrive to different conclusions and different interpretations, and we will be mistaken. You know, our brothers, our separated brothers, they got away with the tradition and the magisterium, and they are only scripture, solo scriptura. We cannot be only Book of Heaven. No. We have to read these writings in relation with the church as we are doing it here, and then with the Bible. And then we will be able to really understand the message. So the message is for us that this way of living is about possessing the divine will operating in us. That last part, operating, is very important, because for the will of God to operate in us, we need to be alive. We need to breathe. Because the divine will is movement. That's why for us to be able to understand this way of living, this divine science, is a blessing. Because we now have the full understanding of what many of the saints were looking for and longing for. And our Lord is giving us this divine science in a very simple language and very plain. He's explaining us how at the beginning he was giving himself to the creatures. In philosophy, I mentioned this, I think, in previous sessions, that there is a principle that says that the more good you wish to the other, the more you love him. The more good you wish to the other, the more you love him. So God is the supreme good. And the way he loves us is that he wants us to give to us the best. And the best is himself, because he's the supreme good. There is nothing else after God. He's the highest good. So he wishes himself for us, because he knows that that's the best for us. So once we come to understand that this is what he gave to Adam, he gave himself to Adam. And then now if we look at that, we can understand the sacraments, that in the sacraments he gives himself to us in different ways. But it's God giving himself to the creature, because he loves us more than anybody else. And since he loves us, he wants to give the best to us. And the best for us is the highest good. And the highest good is God. So he gives himself to us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. He gives himself to us in all the sacraments, in baptism, always in proportion to how we are able to receive it, according to our capacity. Because he cannot give his total self 100% as he gives himself to the Son, because otherwise we will be destroyed. Boom! Forever destroyed. But now, the more we unite ourselves, the more we start to recognize this love that he has for us and allow himself to breathe, to palpitate, to be in us, and to do everything we can for him to remain in us, then he will be able to expand and give himself more and more each time to us in a greater degree. But that depends of each one of us, because each one of us has free will. This passage that we read tonight, it says, all our divine qualities flow over man. Each one of them wanted to show off and to put itself more than dense rain over the one whom was wanted to become a brother with them. Because everything comes out of the will of God. Everything, Saint Francis of Assisi was so right when he called brother sun, sister moon, because we come from the same source, the same giver of life, who keeps giving life and maintaining it and sustaining it at every moment. So if we are able to ascend to that level of understanding, and to look at those things like that from now on, we will be able then also to grow in the possession of the divine will operating in us. The divine will of God, the will of God will operate in a greater degree in us. And we will be able to be really transformed and to be made really a new creation in Christ, because it is through Christ through whom we are able to ascend to the Father. So we are going to be a new creation, yes, because now we are living in the fallen state. Our Lord Jesus comes and he redeems us and he makes us a new through him. And this new creation will be able to surpass the state of holiness that Adam possessed. That's what the church tells us. So this is great. And we should be rejoicing that we have these writings and the blessing to be able to read them and be able to learn from this guidance that we receive from Luisa Picarreta, through Luisa Picarreta. Because this is the true spirituality. This is the original spirituality designed for men, for the whole human race. The Lord says, and our will by taking life in man was keeping the order of our same divine qualities. So that means that Adam was being filled at every moment with those divine qualities that God possesses. Of course, in a much, much, much lesser degree than God, because remember, it's the creature. But nevertheless, God sharing all his divine qualities that we don't even know. But he was filling the creature with that grace and beauty and love and sanctity at every moment. And this is how the creature is being transformed at every moment. And that's why the sacraments. So we understand that is God giving himself to the creature in every possible way that we are not even aware of. God giving himself to the creature in the earth we breathe. Because it comes from God. But more specifically in the sacraments. Why? Because God loves us, and love always wants the greater good for the beloved. And the greater good is God. I think also in the Catechism and book, in the book of Genesis, in the first and second chapter, you will find the accounts of creation, and you will be able to relate the passage that we read tonight. I just want to go to another passage from the Catechism that is in 370, excuse me, 704, 704. In which the church tells us here that God fashioned Adam basically with his own hands and impressed his own form on the flesh he had fashioned in such a way that even what was visibly might bear the divine form. We already know that the image of God is imprinted in the soul, that we have will, intellect, memory. And there is a passage in the Book of Heaven. I don't remember the passage, but our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta something to the extent that even in our body, the image of God is there. Because we are able to breathe. Our heart is able to palpitate. Our blood is able to circulate. And we can only, if one of these functions stops, then we cannot live anymore. If we stop breathing, then our heart cannot palpitate anymore, and then our blood doesn't circulate. So in a way, they are inseparable. So he mentions thus the image of the Trinity, even in the flesh. If our heart stops, we stop breathing, and our blood stops circulating. So the three of them, they are so connected. So that's very interesting, and we just don't see it because sometimes we take things for granted. But remember, these writings are the call to the creature to go back to that state of grace and holiness, to the place and the order in which we were created. So we were designed to have those divine qualities in us, being filled and being showered with those divine qualities. And the Lord has established His church as a means so that through the sacraments we have the instruments through which He's able to give Himself to the creatures in a very small proportion, but always leaving the door open for the creature to grow as much as the creature allows God to operate in the soul. So again, everything goes back to the human will. And to be able to understand this. And our Lord knows that whenever we recognize this, then God the Father is glorified, and He Himself is glorified in us. Once we learn to operate in this way, and we become one of the many, of one of the many, because He is the one, and we are supposed to be the many. This is what we are called to do, and this is what the writings of the Book of Heaven, specifically these ones concerning the life of Adam and the state of grace, they remind us that we have a higher calling. So let's move to the letters tonight.